I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon gains world attention as Israel strikes southern Beirut suburbs, and Iran threatens to stop negotiations with the United States. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
Iran has pulled away from its negotiations with the U.S., which is not a good indicator at all, because that might lead to further confrontation on the entire region.
Hezbollah and Israel continually trade drone strikes and cross-border shelling. Businesses are closed, and life essentials are hard to find.
There are a lot of small Christian villages right at the borders between Israel and Lebanon, and they've been under a significant economic and military siege. We sent 700 food parcels with the help of the Red Cross to those villages.
And finally, when borders close the gospel, technology steps in. Transform Iran's app, Chashma, meaning spring of water, brings hope into Iran. Lana Silk tells us,
if you're feeling lost or struggling in any area, then you have at your fingertips a whole range of materials to encourage you.
The app offers free resources, including teaching materials, movies, books, and worship songs. People can also connect through digital church services, daily prayer meetings, online education, and radio. For many believers isolated from freely gathering with others, the app offers connection and encouragement.
You feel part of a community.
Launched in 2021, the project's recently been updated to better meet current needs.
Already about 21,000 people have downloaded it.
Join Transform Iran in praying for God's will in the country. Pray too for financial provision to bring Chashma into more homes across Iran. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.